Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we are podcasting live from the Comtech S14 show here in Germany. And I'm joined by Mr. Comtech himself, Wolfgang Linz. Wolfgang, the founder of Comtech. Good evening. How are you?
Well, good evening all together. Well, I feel very well with so many guests around here, and I'm grateful that people have found this place tonight.
Look, you have about 150 to maybe 200 people here that are going to enjoy your day and a half event, which includes a keynote tomorrow, which I'm honored to be delivering. I'm excited to be here, but also includes some other educational training sessions and a trade show, which we'll talk to a couple other Comtech executives about tomorrow. But tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about Comtech. If you don't mind, for our listeners' purposes, for those that don't know Comtech that are listening or may not know you as well as I know you, give us a little history. Like, when did you start the company? Because you're the biggest distributor in Germany now.
Well, that's a long story, but I want to make it short. In the early 80s, I was working with a global company called Eastman Kodak Company, and I was in charge of this light projector business for all of Europe. And I saw that, or I recognized that Kodak was only interested in dealing with analog technology called film. And I felt this is not my future, so I started to set up a company in Europe with one thing in mind. I wanted to create a platform for smaller manufacturing companies from mainly the US who are not prepared to set up their own company in Europe or didn't have the funds to do so. So that was relatively easy. I had a wonderful network of friends around the world, and so it was easy to collect a portfolio together. And in 1986, late 86, I started to set up Comtech.
I mean, and the rest is history. I mean, you really are one of the most respected distributors in the entire world. You're very well known. You've got offices all around the world, although your headquarters is here in Germany. And I assume you've lived all your life here now in Germany. And you're shaking your head, yes. Are you surprised at where you are today, or did you see this in 1986?
Well, I'm certainly surprised about success we have achieved. I never thought about such a success. We are currently employing about 100 people and doing revenues in medium two-digit sizes of millions of euros. Well, I, Gary just mentioned that I've always lived in this area here. That's true with two exceptions. I lived in America for 2 years working for Kodak, and I lived in London for 3 years working for Kodak. So that's a slight difference.
I assume that when you were working for Kodak in the U.S., you were living in New Jersey, or where were you living, New York?
I lived in upstate New York, where Kodak was, on Lake Ontario in Rochester.
It's a beautiful area, actually, and this is a beautiful... You live in a beautiful country, and right now we have Oktoberfest going on in Munich, and it's almost like a little miniature Oktoberfest here. You've built your own outdoor tent, which is where all the exhibits are, and also we're actually sitting right now in an area that's a tent area that is going to be the keynote location tomorrow, but tonight it's where you're serving dinner. Who had the vision for this event? This is your seventh year, I believe, doing the S14. Who had the vision for this? Is this one day you just woke up and decided that you want to do a miniature ISE show or an Infocom show or what?
First of all, there's an Oktoberfest in Munich, but at the same time, we have in Stuttgart also an Oktoberfest, which is almost the same size as in Munich. So I'm not competing either with the Oktoberfest in Munich nor with the one here. We have grown to that extent, and the question who came up with the idea, it wasn't me. I was lucky to hire the right people to develop the idea, and this is the seventh year we're doing this, and it's growing and growing and growing. Now we had to put up a tent just to show products and solutions from the manufacturers we present, which covers about 10,000 square feet.
And you have about 46, 47 manufacturers represented here. There's going to be about 12 to 13 training sessions going on simultaneously. And you now have products most recently you added a residential systems group that's representing residential companies as well. And those are on display in a little separate area here at S14. Of course, if you want to follow along with everything we're going to be doing, all you have to do is go to ravepubs.com/comtech, C-O-M-M-T-E-C. So just go to ravepubs.com/comtech. And of course, you've probably seen Comtech on the videos we've shot at ISE for the last 5 years. I believe we've been doing that live coverage at ISE. And so Comtech, Wolfgang, I want to congratulate you and I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I know you're really busy and they're bugging you to go make some drawings, I think, here to give away some free gifts. So thank you for your time tonight and again, congratulations.
Okay, thank you very much for your attention.
Well, thank you and thanks for listening, everybody. Keep paying attention because we have a lot more to cover and we're just barely starting the show. We're at the S14 show here in Germany. Thanks for listening.